teachers and workers. Over 500,000 people are striking in Montreal in the days and in the nights.
So I'm here around like maybe 50 to 100 people marching in solidarity with Montreal and Quebec. And I'm here in part because I think solidarity is really important because it's about recognizing that we have enemies in common, and even though we may be separated by national borders, by divisions of race and class and language, the same structures that are like passing laws like Law 78 and, you know, criminalizing protests are doing it here as well, especially with tools of violence and the ordinance that may soon be passed by the Oakland City Council. Governments are clearly like afraid of the people and are criminalizing like simple acts of expression. Outside of Glenn Dyer Jail, and we're on a march in solidarity with the student social strike that's happening in Quebec right now. It's been going on for more than 100 days, and in solidarity with the comrades there who have seen draconian legislation passed against them, but who are still fighting, still out in the street every night. And so there are about maybe 100, 150 of us here with our pots and pans and signs and block and everything, trying to show that Oakland is paying attention.
What does solidarity mean to you?
I could say solidarity means fight back.
Each other materially, and also like finding ways to live together. And I think of it more like on an international level. It's maybe like sending some kind of like signals to each other about struggles and like about how like we are, I don't know, like sending messages to each other about what's going on here is like something like what's going on there.
That's great. Thank you. Where are we, and you know, what are we doing here? And
we're in downtown Oakland on Friday night, where we like to be. We are currently marching in solidarity with the student strikers in Montreal and throughout Quebec. In no small part because they have often marched for us when we were under attack here in Oakland, and we want to, at the very least, be able to send them a message that says that we're paying attention and admire what they're doing and are there for them.
So what does solidarity mean for you?
Solidarity means having the sense that other people elsewhere are feeling what you're feeling and sympathetic to what you're doing, and willing to do the same when they can, and when they can't, willing to do what they can in order to send a little postcard or a love letter, as it were, and let you know that they're watching. I guess I see solidarity as when you see your struggle and the struggle of the people immediately around you as inseparable from the struggles of people who are in very different positions and situations and contexts, and that you see that it, like, the most powerful thing for both of you is to struggle together, but also not forgetting your own struggle, not struggling for the other, but struggling for yourself.
and at the same time is struggling for the other, and that being actually one and the same. So I think, you know, when different uprisings are in solidarity with each other, they obviously have their own immediate local conditions and whoever they're fighting, the oppression they're fighting in the local context, but they understand that they're part of the same process and that they're inseparable from each other. So that's, you know, we're in Oakland doing this, and we have our own repressive local legislation that's trying to crush the movements here, just as the students in Montreal and Quebec are facing a very similar thing. So.